Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the LifeWay Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King, Jesus Christ is Lord. We welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe, amen, to have a seat at the table. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, amen, you have come to the right place at the right time. I am your kingdom coach, your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom, giving God praise for this another beautiful, wonderful day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. Amen and amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Entrepreneurship. Amen. Everybody needs to be an entrepreneur. Today we want to speak to you. Amen. About entrepreneurship amplified. Amplified. Amen. Coming from 2 Kings chapter number 4. 2 Kings chapter number 4. Verse 1. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons shall live on the rest." And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. Entrepreneurship amplified. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. So beloved, amen. As we are examining, amen, this portion of scripture, amen, there's, amen, so much that can be dissected in this. Amen. Glory be to God. On yesterday, glory be to God, we took a look, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, how she, amen, became an entrepreneur. She became, speaking about Black History Month, speaking about History Month, amen, where we're celebrating the successes of others, beloved, amen. She did it. This widow woman did it, okay? She was a widow and two children, so she wasn't but so young. She wasn't but so young, okay? She did not use age as an excuse. A lot of times we want to use age. "I'm too old. I'm too old to do this. I'm too old to do that." She didn't use age as an excuse. But beloved, amen, 2 points I want you to see here today. Number one, beloved, amen. When we look in, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. When this widow approached Elijah in reference to her situation that appeared to be dire, it appeared to be devastating, very threatening, very fearful, okay, because she loved her sons, like most parents do. It's really unnatural for a parent not to love their child. It's very unnatural, okay? But she wanted her, she loved her boy. She did not want them to be sold as slaves. Glory be to God. And so, amen, so she came to Elijah, amen, for direction, okay? To speak to the man of God. She was honoring him as a man of God. And Elijah, amen, asked her a question. Tell me what you want. Jesus was good in asking those questions. Well, Jesus was the master questioner. Jesus knew how to phrase those questions. Jesus will ask you those questions in a way to pull out the truth. To pull out what was really in you. Jesus didn't ask no surface questions. He asked powerful questions. Okay? We see Elijah doing the same thing here to this widow. Okay, well, okay, what you want from me? What do you want me to do for you? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of us need to be acting that to some people in our circle. we need to be asking that same question to some people in our circle. He said, tell me, what do you have in the house? Amen. And she told him nothing left but one jar of oil. That's it. That's all we working with. Amen. Then he gave her some instructions. The man of God spoke. Borrow vessels from everywhere, here, there, and everywhere, all your neighbors. Amen. Empty vessels. Don't come back with no full vessels. Empty vessels. Amen. Not just a little bit. Get all you can. And after you get all these vessels, come back to the house. Go out on assignment. You're not going out the hang around and gossip. No. You're going to come back in the house when the assignment is over. You're not going to keep the door open because there's not going to be no whole bunch of traffic going in and out. All right? Glory be to God. You're going to shut the door. Amen. And then you're going to pour into those vessels. And you're going, when they get full, you're going to set them aside. Stack them up. Somebody say, stack them up. Somebody say, stack up your blessings. Stack them up, baby. And now verse number 5 is what I want you to see this morning. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her. She poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels was full that she said to her sons, bring me another vessel. Beloved, we see here that she obeyed the man of God. Turn around and tell somebody that your blessings is contingent on your obedience. I said, well, I'm here by myself, Pastor. Don't make no difference. Speak to yourself. Prodigal son spoke to himself and saved his life and saved his soul. He was in the pig's pen feeding swine. He had a conversation with himself and said, I think I need to go back home to my daddy. Huh? Did you turn around and tell yourself why? You know why you need to talk to yourself if you're by yourself? Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. You can hear y'all. He didn't say who you hear. That's why I like to read aloud. Because I like to hear myself speak. Your obedience determines your results. She didn't argue with the man of God. She didn't say, you know what, I don't know why I came here to see you anyway. Well, who called you a prophet? Why are you coming up with this ridiculous? Why would you tell me to do something so difficult? Why you want to make it hard for me? You know I'm an old woman, and you got me out here working. And why you want me to embarrass myself out here borrowing from people? Oh, she could have got right rowdy with it. Look, you know how we get a tube, baby. Huh? She could have went there. See? And most of us, amen, would have. Most of us would have missed the blessing. Died in our state, died in poverty, died in sickness, all because we refuse to obey the man or the woman of God. Baby, let me tell you something. There's five ways that God speaks. God's first primary way that he speaks is through the word. That's his number one. That's the number one. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible is the mind of God on paper. Then God will speak audibly, not that often, but every now and then you hear the voice of God. Now, there are many voices out there. Romans tells us there's many voices in the world. So every time you hear a voice, it's not God. Okay? But God is never going to, amen, contradict his word. Another way that God speaks, the third way, is through your circumstances. Out of things you going through, glory be to God, it could be, amen, God speaking to you. Paul was on his horse, amen, riding through Damascus, amen, glory be to God, and the donkey saw the wall. Paul too, but I want to use Balaam and Balaam. And he on his horse, glory be to God, to curse the children of God, and so he thought the donkey saw the wall. He didn't see it. He didn't see the wall. See? Glory be to God. Well, God, and couldn't go forward. Well, because God was speaking through his circumstances. Sometimes we can't go forward. See, because there's an invisible wall there. God's speaking through your circumstance. You want to call it the devil. The devil ain't got nothing to do with it. Huh? You want to call it this and call it that, or you want to call it everything but what it is. God is speaking through your circumstances. The fourth way that God will speak is through dreams and visions. We see how God spoke with Solomon. We see how God spoke with Jacob. We see how God spoke with Adam. We see how God spoke with Peter. God will speak through your dreams and visions. Now, every dream is not of God, and every dream is not of the devil. Okay? So God will speak. The fifth way that God speaks is through the man or woman of God. God will speak through people to you, especially the man and the woman of God. And that's where we really get into the most trouble, because we discount them. Oh, they just a man like me. They just a woman like me. Oh, they just saying that because they want me to join their church. Oh, they just saying that because, That's why, personally, I don't really like to do a lot of counseling. I don't really like a lot of conversation. I really don't. Number one, I'm an introvert. I am a bona fide introvert. I only come out when the Lord tells me to come out, do his will, and then I go back, amen, to my little spot with God, and I'm happy as all get out. See? But when you talk to a lot of people and make yourself too familiar as a leader, then when the Holy Spirit wants to speak through you and minister, amen, to the people, they're going to think you just said that because of what I told you. I can't believe Pastor went up there and preached all my business. Because I told her I was having some marital trouble. And then she's going to get up there and preach on it. Nah, that wasn't Pastor telling your business. That was the Holy Spirit. I had one lady that I worked with years ago, and I invited her to the church. She came to the church. My mother was preaching. When we got back to work on Monday, she said, "I don't appreciate you telling your mother all my business." I said, "Excuse me? Now, you ain't have to tell your mother all my business." I didn't tell my mother a cotton-picking thing. That was the Holy Spirit speaking, glory be to God. But it was in her kitchen, amen, I was telling, amen, her business. And that's how it is. See, that's how it is, glory be to God, hallelujah. So if you're, amen, and this did happen. Someone came on the prayer line one day crying and crying and crying over what they was going through. 2 days later, the Holy Spirit used me to minister a message. And in that message, I was saying, you ain't got to do all that crying. Stop that crying. But I was just ministering as the Holy Spirit, amen, was speaking. Holy Spirit revealed to me that that person thought you was picking on them. That person thought you was picking on them. That's why, beloved, amen, I don't even like to, amen, be. I'm on the prayer line sometimes, but a lot of times y'all don't know I'm there. I'm just listening. See, a lot of times I don't let people call me and tell me all their problems. Amen. Because number one, ain't nothing I can do about it but pray, and I'm praying for you anyhow. But I don't like to be put in a box. Because if you come and tell me about your problems with your children, and the Holy Spirit want to use me to minister on children next day, I don't want to be in no box. And now can't allow the Holy Spirit to speak to me freely because I'm afraid of what you gonna think. And this is one of the reasons why I don't do a lot of talking. Because I want the Holy Spirit to speak to me and use me any kind of way he want to use me. And if you get offended, you got offended with the word. You didn't get offended with me. Glory be to God. So God will speak through, amen, your man or your woman of God. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says this. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Hallelujah. It says, O Judah, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Shall I read that again? 2 Chronicles 20:20. Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. This widow woman here, beloved, first of all, she believed God. She believed that she was talking to a man of God. And when she was talking to, if you're talking to a man or woman of God, see, this is the reverence that comes with that. And we're going to teach a series on that when the Lord releases us. When you, amen, beloved, have a man or woman of God, amen, that you believe is living and following the Lord, when they speak, it ain't them speaking. It's God speaking through them. And we have one particular prayer partner, amen, when she comes on the call, amen, the minister and the host, amen. And she makes this public announcement. She says that whatever Pastor Bradford tells me, I do it. She said, because I'm not obeying Pastor Bradford, I'm obeying God. It's not Pastor Bradford speaking, it's God speaking through Pastor Bradford. This is what the scripture is saying. See? And when the man of God spoke and gave this widow woman instructions, she had enough faith. It might not have been a lot, but it was enough to get her, amen, to the winning point. That it was God speaking through her. And he says, believe God and you will be established. Was she established or not? Huh? Did that oil come in or not? Did she make a huge profit on that oil or not? Did she make enough money to pay her bills, get out of debt, and have some money left over for vacation? Did she or did she not? She was established. Then it says here, and when you believe God, God is going to establish you, give you a firm foundation. Glory be to God. I like that word establishment. Sometimes you look at the businesses, amen, and I just love to see it. You might see a candy store on a strip, and the name of the candy store is Candy, or Good and Plenty, or whatever, and then they say established in 1927, established in 1956. I just love that word, established. This was when everything was, you know, laid out, amen, rooted and grounded. God said, you're going to be established too. Establishing your venture, establishing your dream, your goals, your desires, your pursuits, glory be, hallelujah, because you believe God. But because you went further, that after you believed God, you believed his prophets. You believed the man or the woman of God who spoke in God's stead. And God said, you're going to prosper. Ah, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? God didn't say that you was going to prosper because you believed God. He said you was going to be established because you have to be established first before you can prosper. You can't prosper when you're not established. So God said, I'm going to do the first work by establishing you. But your growth is dependent, amen, on your obedience to the man or the woman of God. My God, what a heavy calling. My God, you see why who too much is given, much is required? You see why the leaders can't do what everybody else is doing? Glory, but you see the responsibility on the leader? Glory, you see why your leaders need prayer? Glory be to God, hallelujah. But she obeyed. Ah, come on, somebody. Ah, she obeyed the man of God. Turn around and tell somebody, say, it's time to obey. It's time to obey. It's time to obey. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to think about it. Think about what? think about what? Praying again? You better be thinking about praying again. That's what you need. Okay, well, all right. Okay, bless the Lord. I'm going to talk to the Lord about it and or whatever. She ain't talked to the Lord about it because she figured that, you know, it was like, Years ago when I used to sell real estate, years ago, and this is one of the techniques they gave us. And so you don't went out, you know, I never showed nobody 10, 20 houses because I didn't play games like that. I knew how to narrow that down to about 5 at the most. Amen. And they sit near, they know they want to buy the house. Husband and wife, they know they want to buy a house, know they want to buy. Okay, well, we're going to go home. We're going to pray about it. Excuse me? Pray about what? Prayer is what brought you here. Prayer is what brought you to that house. Prayer is what brought you to this table to sign these papers. What you talking about? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, amen. Hallelujah. She obeyed the man of God. And if she had not obeyed, she wasn't going to be blessed. If she did not obey the man of God, she would have not prospered. There would have been no oil. Her two sons would have been handcuffed or however they was taking them back. Oh, I can't believe God let this happen. No, God ain't did a cotton picking thing. Stop blaming God. Your disobedience did that. You didn't have enough faith to believe the man of God. You didn't have enough faith to believe that God speaks to somebody other than you. You didn't have enough faith to submit to the man of God, to honor the man or the woman of God. See, you want to get too familiar. See, and Pastor Lambert, and I love this man of God because he mentors and he coaches so much, but he explained to us why he don't run with the flock. He can't run around with the church folks. Not that he's better than them. He will come to an occasion here or there because you become too familiar. You're no longer Pastor Lambert. You're no longer Bishop Lambert. Oh, that's Eric. Yeah, that's Alfreda. Yeah, that's Alfreda. See? And then he even went deeper, and I'll share that in another teaching right now because I'm running out of time. Amen. Glory be to God. So she obeyed the man of God, and she got what she wanted. Yeah, well, I don't listen to nobody but God. Wrong. Then why did God give you leaders? Why did God waste his time to put the fivefold ministry in order? Why did God establish apostles, prophets, evangelists, amen, preachers, pastors? What was that all about? If you ain't got to listen to nobody but God, that's an excuse that we use for our stubbornness. We just don't want to submit to nobody because that's that ugly flesh. The Bible says submit one to another Let's go deeper than that. See, after you submit to your leadership, he said submit one to another. Confess your faults one to another. Huh? Okay, all right, I'm closing. Wait a minute. All right, wait a minute. Ephesians chapter number 5, verse 21. This is take the first verse. Submit yourselves to one another. Submit yourselves to who? To my friends, submit yourself one to another because of your reverence for Christ. Glory be to God. This is speaking to husbands and wives, but it's speaking to the body of Christ. Okay, my second and my last point for the day. Not only did she, amen, believe in God, when the man of God spoke, she made the connection with God. She believed it was God speaking through Elijah. She honored him and reverenced him. When he gave her a word of instruction, she believed him, and she did it without questions or rebuttals. She did it. She might have been moving slow, but she was moving. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And she prospered. Now, this is the second point I want you to see. When he told her to go out and get the vessels, get a whole bunch of them, go out to your friends, go out to the neighborhood, go out, they supported her. They weren't envious of her. Girl, what you need all these jars for? What you think you're going to do with all these jars? And you got enough junk up in your house already, and you talking about more jars? Oil? What kind of oil? You know what? You've been smoking that weed. Yeah, you've been smoking that weed. What you been doing? I knew something was wrong. That's why you ain't called me lately. Because you somewhere high. You need to go see a doctor. See? They didn't do that. They didn't do that. Boy, that's what you call a real friend. That's what you call them. Hey, baby. I need this. I need that. Okay, here you go. Here you go. See, they wasn't envious. You gonna go in business? You gonna do what? What? See, some people, they think you about to make a move. If they think you gonna be prosperous, if they think you gonna win, see, they wanna hold you back. They not gonna come out and say it in their words, but they say it in their action, because the Bible says, do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith. So they ain't gonna come out and tell you they hating on you, but how they gonna show that they just ain't gonna support you. They just ain't going to support you. They're going to make an excuse why they can't be there. They ain't showing up. And if they do show up, they're showing up for the wrong intention. They just showing up to be newsy. So they can get on the phone. They texting somebody while they there. Child, you should see this. Huh? Holding up the camera, video, everybody around the room, showing it to FaceTime and showing it to the people they talk. Their heart ain't right. But, lover, let me tell you something. Friendship means a lot. People in your corner mean a lot. You need to value the people. Amen. It's valuing you. One preacher put it this way. He said, go where you celebrate it, not where you tolerate it. Glory be to God. Now, on the flip side of that, beloved, because some of us have friends, some of us don't. Some of us can count the number of friends that we have on one hand. But to gain a friend, you got to be a friend. See, some of us want everybody to be our friend, but we ain't nobody's friend. We want everybody to do this for me, do this for me, but you ain't doing nothing for nobody. You want everybody to be real generous with you, but you real stingy with everybody else. You want everybody to come to your party, but you ain't got time to go to nobody else's party. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that. Beloved, amen, her friends weren't envious. And the way she gathered those jars, they wasn't asking too much questions. She said, what you need? What you need? Beloved, something else Bishop Lambert taught me through the years. I'm still under his ministry, beloved, and I was only, y'all know, only had two ministries. My mother. I've been saved for over 40 years. Half that time was in my mother's ministry. The other half is Bishop Lambert's. And even though we have our own ministry, I'm still under apostolic covering, amen, and responsibility. I have to report. I'm not a long ranger. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, so hallelujah. Oh, here you go. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said the golden rule. All right, we always want to read the golden rule. Do unto others as you have God do unto you. All right, sounds good. Sounds good. Sounds religious. He said, let's take it one step deeper. He said, why don't you do unto others as you would have God do unto you? Let me say that again. Do unto others as you would have God do unto you. God, I'm praying for mercy. God, just give me some more mercy. Give me another chance. Oh, you want God to give you mercy and another chance, but you don't want to give nobody else mercy and another chance. Remember the guy in the Bible, amen, when somebody owed him, I don't know, some money, to say, you know, $3,000. The guy didn't have money to pay him. Amen. And so, amen, he had the guy locked up and mistreated the guy and took all his legal rights against the guy because the guy didn't have the $3,000, okay, or the money to pay him, okay? And so he did whatever he wanted to do until the guy could find the money. Then come to find out, the guy himself, the guy owed somebody some money. The person said, oh, don't worry about it. It's okay. You know, I forgive you for it. Don't even worry about it. Ain't no sweat. It ain't nothing but money. All right? So he got off the hook. But now somebody owed him money. Y'all can find a scripture. I ain't got time because I'm running out. Y'all find a scripture. Then now somebody owed him money, and the guy didn't have the money to give to him. And so he really did that guy bad. He did the guy bad. And when the person found out, when the king found out, he called the guy. He said, come here. He said, didn't I let you off the hook when you owed me money? Didn't I treat you kind and with love when you owed me money? Yes, you did. Yes, you did, king. But you going to turn around and treat this person like that because they owe you money and they owe you less money than what you owe me? And you treated that person like that? The king said, lock him up. Lock him up. And, by the way, you're going to pay me what you owe me. See, we want mercy, but we don't want to give mercy. We want support and friendship, but we don't want to give support and friendship. This is what this entrepreneurship is all about. Yeah, you need to be recognized. You need to be known. Yes, you need to be supported. Two things. Number one, you need to start supporting some people. Even in our ministry alone, we got all type of stuff. I'm thinking we ain't even got to go out to social media and invite other people in this go-round. We got people that'll clean your house, clean your business, amen, give you life insurance, health insurance, death insurance. I have a policy right now that will give people life insurance even if they got cancer. Even if they got a terminal disease, I can give you a policy on that. Glory be to God. You got people that we got Legal Shield here. We got people that's writing books. We got Avon. We got, amen, jewelry. We got all type of stuff right here in this ministry. When last time you called somebody up? I ain't know they did it. Well, that's even more the reason. You fellowshipping with people and you don't even know the service that they provide. See, because you got to support some folks. Glory, and this is what we're going to do this month. Now, and then going back to my first point, which is my final point, amen, submitting and obeying your man or woman of God. Well, I believe they're a man of God. They ain't my pastor. Yeah, well, you ain't doing what your pastor tell you to do either. unless they're telling you to sin, unless they're telling you to violate the word of God, unless they're telling you something crazy like that, you are under obligation. Now, look, you think they're wrong, pray for them. But make sure that's coming from a genuine heart and not because you just want to be rebellious. Because I'm telling you, it blocks, amen, the flow of your blessing. God can't do it. God can't do it. God can't do it. All right, my last story. Remember Naaman with leprosy? And he went, amen, to see the king, and he was upset at first. He said, I done traveled all this distance, and this Negro couldn't even come out the house and greet me. I'm tired, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry. He going to send this little servant girl out to the door, looking like she need to go comb her hair, and going to tell me to go dip in some dirty water. That Jordan water, that water over there is dirty. They got crocodiles and bugs and all type of alligators up in, and you going to go tell me to go dip in that water some 7 times? What the heck to all of you. He couldn't gone that far. And some of us do. We've blown our blessing with our mouths. We've blown our blessings with our attitude. But what did Naaman do? Naaman, he had attitude or not, he'll get you, bet you one thing, he went through that river. I'll tell you one thing he did. He started counting and started dipping and started counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And when he got to number 7, miraculously, his leprosy was gone. Woo! Obedience. Let me tell you something. Obedience is, it's right under love is obedience. But you know what? It's all tied in together because you can't obey if you're not walking in love. But the truth of the matter is you can't walk in love if you're not walking in obedience. Therefore, beloved, you will not prosper. I done started 5 businesses, and I can't get nothing off the ground. Who's your leader? Who's feeding you? I ain't got no church right now, okay? Who's feeding you? Oh, I'm listening to your ministry, Pastor. Okay, well, who you submitted to? Well, I can't submit to you, Pastor, Pastor Bradford, because I don't have no church. We just all contradictory because we just refuse to submit. Okay, so you don't have no pastor, you don't have a leader, you're sitting in a couple ministries, but you're not submitting to them. That's another reason why you, amen, are not stable. That's another reason why you're moving from church to church, because you don't want to get grounded nowhere. All right, so you're not submitting to nobody. No, I ain't submitting to nobody, because, you know, I was reading in the Word, you know, and the Word of God said, you know what I mean, I don't have a need for a counselor, I don't have no need that no man teach me. All right, so you're going to take one scripture and twist that up to say something it didn't say. All right, so how do you expect to prosper? Were you paying your tithes? That's another thing, you know, because, you know, I ain't really got the money right now to pay the tithes because they just raised my rent. Let me tell you something. You better be careful. You won't be evicted. You talking about paying some rent? You better be careful. I think God want me to, you know, to pay my rent first. I think God wants you to pay your tithes first and believe him. If you pay your tithes first, your landlord will cut a deal with you. He might even lower your rent. Might give you an opportunity to buy the house. Let me say this to you, saints. You can't afford not to pay your tithes. I said you cannot. If you do not pay your tithes, you are under a curse. So how are you going to prosper in a business? How are you going to prosper in your marriage? How are you going to prosper in anything if you are under a curse? You can't afford not to pay your tithes and your offering. The tithe don't belong to you. That's 10% that goes straight to God. The offering is what opens up the windows of heaven, because that other 90% is yours. And when you give God freely and generously out that 90%, that's when, amen, the floodgates are open. Now God can bless your business. Now God can bless your endeavors. And everything that you touch will turn to prophetic gold. Why? Because you're doing it God's way and not your way. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Father, we say thank you for the word of God on today, and we give your name praise, glory, and honor. God, we want to be blessed. God, we can't do the wrong thing and be blessed. We can't call wrong right and right wrong. Father God, help us, help us, help us, Father God, to get our business in order, to put you first, keep you first. Honor your word. Honor your word. In Jesus' name. We're going to pick up here tomorrow. We're going to pick up here. Let me share this. I'm just going to give you the over. This is where we're going to pick up tomorrow. I was sitting at the nail salon yesterday. And I heard the Holy Spirit speak, just like I'm talking to you. He said, take a risk in your vision. Some of us need to take a risk on the word, like that woman did with Elijah. Some of us need to take a risk with our leader. Some of us need to take a risk with our vision, with our heart. What is your heart telling you to do? Some of us need to, amen, take a risk. That widow woman took a risk. She didn't know if she was going to prosper or not. Amen. Or if Elijah was just shooting off the hip. Amen. But she took a risk on the man of God and the word of God, and she prospered. Some of you need to take a risk. And I want to read this. This is what I was looking for yesterday and couldn't find it. One of the sisters here in the ministry sent me this. She said, vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world. You ready to be a game changer? Father, we bind every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time this day as we move forward, Father. Thinking different. Father, we ask that everybody under the sound of my voice who do not have a business, I don't care if they're selling peanuts in a bag, they can make a profit. Father, if they buy a 10-pound can of peanuts and put them in baggies and sell it for $1 a piece, they in business. Father God, everybody under the sound of my voice who do not have some type of business, some type of service, Father God, that you would open up and illuminate their minds, Father God, to grab hold of the vision. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and trust you forward. You said despise not small beginnings. Just because you start small don't mean you're going to stay small. And Father God, we pray for every business owner under the sound of my voice, especially in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We have so many gifts, so many talents, so many services offered, Father God, in this little community. And so, Father, we're praying for blessings on each of them, and that we will start supporting one another. But Father God, it is true, you can't support what you don't know about. So bless our upcoming event, so word can get out of the services that we offer. So when people need the service, we will be the first people that they call and recommend, because we are working in the spirits of integrity. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, 12 o'clock, let's pray at the altar. Come on, come on, come on. Meet us there at the prayer altar. If you don't know Jesus, today's your day. Give the Lord your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. He's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Don't transition out of this world without Jesus in your heart, because if you do, you're going to bust hell wide open, and once you get to hell, you can't get out. Amen. Glory be to God. There you go. All you got to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, so shall you be saved. Say it any kind of way you want to say it. Just ask God to forgive you for your sins. You believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, rose from the grave on the third day. You invite him to come sit in your heart, be your Lord, be your Savior, lead you, guide you, and direct you in the way that you need to go. Bam, bam, bam. Huh? Well, you don't need to go to college and repeat that. Glory be to God. Just say it out of your heart, even if you're stuttering it. Glory, say it out of your heart. Amen. And be saved. All right. All right. That's it, saints. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Meet you at 12 o'clock. Amen. Bible study tonight at 8 o'clock on Zoom, Lord's willing. Amen. And then back here tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, giving God praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Have a smile upon you. Amen. In Jesus' name, Pastor Alfreda, amen, signing out. Amen. Entrepreneurship amplified. Your obedience determines your results. God bless you.
Thank you for waiting.